Last month, the Gulfport City Council passed a resolution asking the Southwest Florida Water Management District, or SWFTMUD, to dredge parts of Clam Bayou. But many citizens opposed the idea of removing sediment from such a large portion of the estuary. This morning, SWFTMUD employees, members of the Pinellas-Anclote River Basin Board, and city officials boarded three boats to tour the navigable portions of Clam Bayou. The Gulfport City Council's only vote against the resolution calling for large-scale sediment removal in Clam Bayou was by Michelle King. King, who is also the city's vice mayor, rode through the estuary on one of the boats.
Clam Bayou is important because it's the last living estuary on Boca Ciega Bay. There's a lot of fish that come out of here, seabirds, and it actually is protection against hurricanes for most of the housing and development that's in this area. To destroy that, it would be a crime.
Gulfport's plan calls for the mouth of Clam Bayou to be dredged to 6 feet deep at low tide, and much of the rest of the waterways in the bayou to be dredged to 4 feet. But even though parts of the estuary do have sediment problems, King said, large-scale dredging is not the solution.
I don't think it will help. I don't want to go against the city, but I'm the other side of the argument, and I don't think it'll help at all. When you talk about dredging to 4 feet mean low tide, you're talking about 8 feet high tide. And this bayou historically has never been more than 3 feet deep. So I don't think it helps at all. I think you run the risk, serious risk, of ruining the mangroves. There's places that believe that you need to stay like 30 feet away from a mangrove when you dredge. Look, you can't possibly do that here. So you destroy the whole ecosystem, in my opinion, but I'm only one opinion.
King said large pieces of garbage like shopping carts could also be removed from a storm sewer that flows into the estuary to keep out sediment. Or water from the storm sewer could be diverted through ponds to settle sediment. One of King's colleagues on the Gulfport City Council, Bob Worthington, voted for the Clam Bayou dredging.
And what we're looking to do really is to remove many, many, many years of sediment buildup that has come down through the stormwater system. Clam Bayou, as it exists today, is dying out because of stormwater sediment buildup.
The Pinellas-Anclote River Basin Board will meet in Clearwater on Wednesday, and Worthington said he hopes that SWFTMUD will move forward with rescuing Clam Bayou.
What we're asking them to do, not accept our plan. Our plan is not based on science or hydrologist engineering, anything like that. Our plan is a simple plan that we said this could possibly restore circulation to Clam Bayou. We're wanting to talk to them. SWFTMUD does not want to talk to us. They have their plan set in concrete, and they don't want to deviate. We'd just like to be able to sit down and talk and mediate what exactly needs to be done.
Jeanette Sechrist is the program manager for SWFTMUD's Surface Water Improvement and Management Program.
Staff is making a recommendation at our Basin Board meeting this coming Wednesday to remove a small portion of the stormwater sediments, or sediments that have come in with the stormwater, at the discharge point of that canal. And that is for the potential to improve some of the flushing within Clam Bayou. It's a very small area, approximately less than 500 cubic yards of material that we're proposing. The plan that was presented, that will be presented by City of Gulfport on Wednesday, has a considerable amount more to be dredged.
Sechrist said that SWFTMUD is designing the third phase of restoration at Clam Bayou.
We will be creating three large stormwater treatment ponds that will treat approximately 2,200 acres of untreated stormwater coming from urbanized areas, mainly within the St. Pete boundaries, as well as a restoration project that's going to remove areas that have been previously filled in, and we're going to create intertidal lagoons focusing on juvenile fish habitat.
Janet Hoppe is a member of SWFTMUD's Pinellas-Anclote River Basin Board.
I like to see it kind of left like it is. I think it's beautiful because I love water and because I like to see what they're doing, and I want to be sure it's kept pure. There's not a lot of, like, as Michelle says, not a lot of dredging and stuff. Some of it. I think SWFTMUD has already okayed a couple of projects, but not many. Very small projects.
Jackie Ballard is an artist in Gulfport. Ballard watched the boats go through the estuary and wore a shirt that reads, "Do not dredge." She said she's in favor of SWFTMUD's proposal to dredge a small amount to get the flow going again, but but opposes large-scale dredging of Clam Bayou.
Because I think they should investigate it more before they get right in and do it. Swift Mud has been working on it for a number of years now. They have one more year to complete the project. Let them finish, then we'll take it from there. But I've kayaked all through the area for 12 years, and, you know, I love Clam Bayou. It's mainly about opening it up for certain people to get their sailboats in and out.
Corey McKenzie is a Gulfport resident who is circulating a petition, which she says has 500 signatures, opposing the Gulfport City Council's resolution.
Because the dredging proposed is radical and is not just little minimal dredging. It's basically cutting a boat channel through a very sensitive ecosystem of Clam Bayou.
There will be a meeting of Swift Mud's Pinellas and Clote River Basin Board at Clearwater City Hall at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. For WMNF News, reporting from Clam Bayou in Gulfport, I'm Sean Canan.